Yet another hearing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the plan today for the Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot.
The hearing today and likely next week may be the last ones expected, but new evidence and more people interested in talking could alter that course. Today's hearing is set to explore ties that existed between far-right extremist groups and former President Trump, leading up to the January 6th riot.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the former president, has called the probe a hoax. One of the states planning to ban most abortions after the Supreme Court ruling has to wait. Utah, where a judge temporarily blocked it after Planned Parenthood sued, claiming it violates Utah's state constitution. Here's another development. No matter what a state's abortion laws are,
the Department of Health and Human Services says federal law requires that if there's an emergency health situation, doctors don't just have the right, they have the obligation to provide the procedure.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden will meet with Mexico's president today amid a surge of migrants coming here illegally that Republicans blame on his policies. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb tells Fox,
the federal government continues to fail the states like Texas and Arizona, especially as we try to combat the illegal human trafficking and drug trafficking into America.
The president will leave the country tonight, going to Israel to start a Middle East trip that will also take him to Saudi Arabia. Next week, Russia's leader Vladimir Putin will go to Iran, where he'll also meet with the leader of Turkey. Now, there's concern that Iran is ready to provide drones to Russia to help in the war in Ukraine, some of them armed. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says,
our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
The price of gas down 2 more cents this morning. It's dropped every day for 4 weeks since the record high, now 36 cents lower than that. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Russia keeps bombing and making advances in eastern Ukraine as the number of people killed in a missile strike in an apartment building Saturday has risen to 34. The U.S. is playing war games at sea with a few dozen of our allies.
RIMPAC 2022 is underway. It's the world's largest international maritime exercise, with training taking place around the Hawaiian Islands and Southern California. The Department of Defense says 26 nations take part, including 28 ships, 4 submarines, more than 170 aircraft, and 25,000 personnel. Captain Amy Bauernschmidt is the commanding officer of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier. She says it's unprecedented to have that many nations working together.
It is an incredible opportunity to ensure that we know how to communicate, that we're speaking the same language. By that I mean, you know, how we operate between aircraft and ships, how the ships integrate with each other.
RIMPAC started at the end of June and runs through August 4th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
President Biden held a White House event hailing a new law with new gun regulations as a lifesaver.
We can come together on a bipartisan basis to get important things done.
But he and other Democrats want to go further and ban so-called assault weapons.
We're living in a country awash in weapons of war.
A man in Texas is glad he had a gun. Two teenagers are not.
The man and his wife are arriving home when two teenagers approached their vehicle. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says the suspects tried to open the vehicle's rear door where the couple's two children were seated. The man shot both. The wife, who was behind the wheel, hit the gas to get away from the suspects. Both suspects are 16 and in stable and fair condition. Police say the man was within his rights to open fire. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, so are markets overseas. The day after the Dow dropped 164 points, the NASDAQ lost 262. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.